Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning. Been a while since we've talked.
It has been a while. Good morning, John Mark. And thank you for having me.
You bet. And the fact that you're back indicates that you guys are about to get busy again.
Oh, we're getting fired up. This is the time of the year that we're really busy, and it's exciting.
And we're going to talk about your kickoff event here in a minute. But first of all, you have a guest.
I have a very special guest. As last year when we kicked off this event, I brought the patriarch of our organization, Gene Castleberry, who has been affiliated with Commerce Community Cares, United Way, and even before that, Community Chest for probably close to 35 years, haven't you, Gene?
I didn't know I was that old, Dick. And I had a birthday last week.
I won't ask how old, Gene, but
no, please don't.
You're over 40, though, aren't you?
39 for
okay.
Sure.
There we go.
I've got to say that Gene is involved in many, many aspects of this community. For people that don't know Gene, he's been around here for a while, and he's very active in our community. But I'm sure, Gene, that this organization here is the one that's probably closest and dearest to your heart.
Well, it's because we had such good cooperation from our board members, and the members on our board had volunteered to serve on this board, and they're a good round variety of people who you really care for and love, and they love this committee too, and so that's why they work so hard to make sure it works good.
Mm-hmm. Gene, we were talking before the microphones went on, and you were making the point that, is it 14 organizations that receive help from Commerce Community Cares?
That's correct.
And it's a nice division, all different kinds of organizations and different folks that are being served by.
Right, our money is going to adults, to children's support, to food banks, and to Christmas toys for tots.
Dick, tell me about the kickoff event is Monday night, so tell me about that.
Well, each year, traditionally, we have provided entertainment for our patrons, and the patrons are described as those folks that give a substantial amount. We ask for $250, and for those folks that give that amount, we provide them a hamburger supper and entertainment. And this year's entertainment, again, Brad Davis has graciously agreed to come back and provide an intimate set of his songs and discussions with him, and that's always been an exciting event, and we're really looking forward to that. Brad is very gracious. He's a busy man, but he sees the importance of this organization.
He's generous, isn't he?
He is, and he wants to help out. He really enjoyed it last year, and it didn't take any arm twisting at all. Yeah. He was ready to go.
Yeah, Brad's always generous with his time. So you raised how much last year?
We raised over our goal. Our goal was $25,000. We came in a little over than that, so we're very proud. John Mark, year after year, working with these types of organizations, this community makes me so proud. I would match it against any community in the nation of per capita giving. We're so fortunate in this community to have so many people that care. And so we went over our goal, and which means that each of our organizations we funded last year will get an extra check this year, which will be a big help to them.
Outstanding. We're talking with Dick Latson and Gene Castleberry with Commerce Community Cares, and then now you have a new goal for the 2015-2016 year, which is about to begin.
The organizations came to us a month ago, and we vetted them and set our budget at $27,500, a little increase from last year, but we feel confident that this community will again come through for these agencies and all these volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And you have a couple of new organizations that you're serving this year?
Yes, this year we added CHAOS, which is a organization that the police department, Jason Rector, the lieutenant in police department, began, and I believe several others over there. I apologize for not giving everybody credit, but I know they mentor young men in our community through the police department, and it's been a very successful program. It's going on its second year. And then HCAALC, which stands for Hunt County African American Leadership Conference, is another new organization that does pretty much what the acronym states. They provide leadership counseling for young men in our community, and that's run by Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, whom I'm sure many of our listeners know.
Gene, one thing about this, and of course there's a long history, as Dick sort of indicated, going back to the Commerce Community Chest days and United Way days, and of course United Way is great throughout Hunt County, but all of the money stays right here in Commerce.
Yes, sir, it does. Every bit of it. And that's the reason why that people are so generous to give, and that's why we always have a little bit extra over our budget each year. And, you know, our Commerce Public Library is still our number one thing that we work on harder each year, too, because we're wanting to get that all finished up over there because it's such a beautiful building to refurbish, and they're still working on it.
So, Dick, again, the kickoff event, Monday night at 6?
This Monday night, Benny Keith, 6 o'clock till a little after 7 or so, free hamburgers, and whatever you can give, don't worry about the limit.
Dick Latson and Gene Castleberry with Commerce Community Cares. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station 88.9 KETR.